This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to fuck with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Monday, rolling up in here on February 11th, and we do, off of a Grizzlies win and off of a Tigers win. John Martin, Bennett Doyle held the fort down, including with Ron Olson on Friday for me, while I took a quick trip to Atlanta to support my wife, her big business conference. I'm back. The place is not burnt down. Just kidding, gentlemen. You did a fantastic job. I was listening. And then you give me a couple of wins, and... You know what you're bringing me back?
What's that?
I thought it was gone forever. Chandler Parsons. You guys are bringing me back Chandler Parsons, apparently. Chandler Parsons is coming back to the Grizzlies? Say it ain't so, John.
Yeah, the 2018-19 Memphis Grizzlies season gets weirder and weirder.
For real?
As Chandler Parsons isn't going to indeed make his return to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Wow.
The AAF kicked off this weekend. The Alliance of American Football kicked off over the weekend. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh.
Not only was it a bad weekend for the Memphis Express and Mike Singletary, but it was, I know the ratings are going to say that it was a good weekend for the AAF.
It was.
And maybe that's all that matters. Like, did anything happen over the weekend that made you say, man, I got to come back and watch next week?
It's fine. Yes. It is fine.
What?
Don't come
kidding?
In here like that or we're going to be on opposite sides today, what? John Martin.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Like,
I'm pretty sure that
most of the people that watched the AAF this weekend thought it was good.
What?
Besides the Memphis game.
I'm asking for something specific. What was it?
It was an entertaining product. They had real football players that were throwing the ball down the field in every game other than the Memphis versus Birmingham Iron game.
It felt like real football.
Okay.
I'm with Bennett.
That's
also
fine.
Also, you could find the games easily on TV.
Now.
Except you can't.
You're alone on this, dude. A lot of people enjoyed the AAF this weekend.
I don't know if he's alone.
I'm alone, Bennett.
I don't know if he's alone.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world, according
to Bennett.
That said,
it's got to get better for the Express. We got to score points if Bennett and I are going to keep enjoying it.
Maybe my perception is skewed by this Mike Singletary.
He keeps holding up this flyer article with Mike Singletary on the front like you're disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
What, like you want to throw it in the trash. Don't do that after 1 week, John. It's one road game. It's hard to win on the road in the AAF, isn't it, Bennett?
We don't know really that is. For sure. We cannot
it's
say
hard
that
to score
yet.
On the road in the AAF.
Well, it is for the Memphis Express.
It may be hard to score, period, for the Memphis Express. We will see.
We were the first team in AAF history to get shut out.
You're so
and you know what? We're still not in the last place in the power rankings, apparently. It's Atlanta.
We're not.
I mean, we're,
no,
you're right, Ben. We are terrible.
We're second to last. So.
You said we had bad odds to win the...
Yeah.
What is the AAF championship? What do you call it?
The AAF championship.
It doesn't have, like, a special name?
The AAF Bowl?
What would you call it, bro?
You got to get some kind of bowl in there, brother.
You can't.
The Alliance Bowl.
I like that, Ben. That's probably what it is.
The Alliance Bowl? Well, we ain't going...
I'm cool with that.
How many teams in the playoffs? Four?
We will adjust under Singletary.
Yeah, dude.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The New England Patriots lost early in the season, got blown out by the Titans, and look what they went around and did.
They were a 3-5 road team this year. You're right, Bennett. I'm glad you're pointing that out to John.
My favorite part of the game was when they benched Christian Hackenberg, put the other quarterback in, and then his first pass attempt got picked off. That was my favorite part of the game.
Man, where was our boy Zach Mettenberger?
He did not get a dress out.
He's in the doghouse.
Dude had the clipboard.
He is in the doghouse with Mike Singletary.
All right.
Anyway, so
that
happened.
We all got hot AAF takes, maybe.
Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Bobby Marks. We'll talk NBA with Bobby Marks, get his thoughts on the Memphis Grizzlies moves, get his thoughts on the Chandler Parsons return, and more at 11:25. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by Jason Fitz, who has obviously adopted the AAF and the Memphis Express as his favorite team.
I'm sorry. You know, after 1 week, I'm sorry that we brought him in so far.
Terrible.
But he says he's sticking with it. He's here for the long haul. He tweeted that.
Real fan. True fan.
Yep.
So we will talk to Jason Fitz about that and the league at 12:25.
Yeah, you can throw the league's, I didn't have fun my first week. Are you going to watch a question at him?
Yeah.
I bet he's with us.
I mean, I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm really not.
Sure?
I'm not.
Yeah, are you sure?
Well, I mean, okay, so you're going to have to point me to the best game over the weekend. You're going to have to point me to what was the best game over the weekend.
Well, it wasn't the Orlando game. That was a good game because Spurrier aired it out, man.
It was you know, high-flying game.
I didn't finish Phoenix last night, the hot shots.
Yeah, I think that was like 38-22. So just there wasn't like a lot of competitive games. And then that's only half the league, right, this weekend or something like that.
We have Zach Stacy.
Yeah, so, okay. So anyway, we'll talk to Jason Fitz about all of that at 12:25. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined in studio by Coach Norton Hurd IV. He is, of course, the program director and coach of Team Thad AAU basketball. We're going to have him in to talk about Damian Ball, who, as you reported over the weekend, Jason, took an official visit to Memphis. May still be on that visit, I'm not sure, to the University of Memphis this weekend. Big news is they're trying to get some guards. They're trying to get some guards over there at the University of Memphis, and Damian Ball seems to be the priority.
I mean, you guys say they're trying to get Ball. They're trying to get Lester Quinones out of IMG. Did I get that right?
No, you did.
Quinones.
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 Why you did it twice? Quinones.
Quinones.
Yeah, not Quinones.
Quinones.
Yeah, there you
go. I've got it now.
Yeah.
And I took Spanish.
You almost sound Dominican. Good job.
Okay.
Good job. Yeah, so it's him. It's Lester Quinones. Anthony Edwards committed to Georgia over today.
Saw that.
With
shocker
Armand
there.
And Evan Daniels.
That one was a shocker, though, by the way, John.
Really? You thought he was headed to Florida State?
Everybody did. What do you mean you did?
He canceled his visit over the weekend.
Yeah. But I still people thought
no
it was
question.
To Florida State.
No question about it.
Tom Crean getting one to stay home.
He did. He got one to stay home. No doubt about
it. Anyway, plenty to talk about with Hurd, including the Ball visit, yes. And we'll ask him how it went down to TCU,
yes.
TCU, Texas Tech, probably should have, and Cyprian, Coach Glenn Cyprian, one of our favorites, and Memphis.
Yep, so we will ask Hurd when Damian Ball is committing to Memphis in studio.
Oh, yeah.
At 1
ask
o'clock.
Him that.
So that's the show today. Lots to go over. Memphis, by the way, got a nice win over UConn yesterday inside FedEx Forum. Much needed to avoid what would have been the longest losing streak of Penny Hardaway's coaching career ever.
No Tigers.
This is what I want to know because I wasn't there. You were, and you were monitoring Dan Hurley in the F-bombs. More F-bombs or fewer than Jimmy Patsos?
I would say more.
Former Siena coach.
Dan Hurley,
F-bomb king.
I went down there fully intending to cover this preview.
There's a new F-bomb king, you're telling me.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
I saw it. All everybody was talking about at the game. It's unbelievable. How do you tell Jeremiah Martin basically to shut up?
Well, not even that. Shut your effing mouth.
Just made the list.
Oh, Dan Hurley's on the list.
Now, hold up. Okay, because I need you to straighten this one out for me really quick.
Yeah.
Did he say that to the ref or he said it to Jeremiah? What did he say?
So,
because I read the different tweets about
it. Okay, so what I heard was he, in the direction to the ref, he said, he better shut his effing mouth.
I mean, are you going to tell the ref to shut a player up and this dude's running his mouth like he's crazy on the sideline? I figured for the people there were asking themselves the same question.
That scoundrel.
It became very clear in the first minute and a half that whatever happened on the court was going to be secondary to this clown, honestly.
Now, I was listening on the radio. It said Jeremiah got warned. Was he giving it to Hurley a little bit? Not that he would have deserved
I
didn't know if he had drawn the ire
Jeremiah
of Hurley by saying something
for whatever reason, Jeremiah really
But either way, that seems
Yeah, like he was like, when he hit that three, he's like kind of celebrating in front of the bench.
Okay.
He's like looking at the bench. You know, so he's giving it to him a little
bit. Well, I mean, that's what you do at home. I mean, that's typically what we see from today's player. I don't have any problem with that. You know, giving it to him.
But it was really something.
Yeah, I found that. Yeah, that stuck out to me anyway.
Well, like I just feel like Memphis. You know, once upon a time it was Bob Huggins, right?
Everybody
Bob Huggins
says
was
this
the guy.
Is the new Bob. I like
who
it.
Else? Who were the other Memphis foes? Like the Memphis coaching foes? Who did we hate when they came in here? Bob Huggins was one. Was there any? Is there any other that jumps to the front?
I mean, anytime. I mean, I guess
Pitino.
Where I was going. Anytime he's here, but it's
Pitino
so rare. But you still hate
lobbied
him.
Lobbied for Memphis to get in the Big East, though.
No, but remember too, there was a thing up there too, wasn't there, where he didn't give us our credit or give Memphis its credit or something. I don't know. Like you keep bringing up this Big East thing. He got to a dead Big East.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it ain't his fault.
Like he's some hero for Memphis because
of that. Still better than Conference USA.
We kind of lost that luster under the Pazner era because every coach was like a future Hall of Famer.
You're right. You're right. It's a good point.
Anyway.
Good
win for them. It looked like they about ran out of gas there, playing that same lineup down the stretch. Thank God they had enough to hold on.
Yeah, so they got off the schneid.
For Memphis.
As they say. So good win for Memphis. Even if UConn was without their two best players, still need to win that game at home. And they did. And they took care of business. So. There you go. Also, the Memphis Grizzlies were in action over the weekend. Their first action post Marc Gasol. Bennett, you were there. Did it feel weird?
Dude, it was fun on Saturday. I'm just being straight up honest with you. Wrestling night was fun. Mick Foley was in the house. The team got a nice win. Anthony Davis did play for the Pelicans, so you got to see a star. Like it was cool, man. I enjoyed it.
Bennett,
you ain't gonna talk negative about that.
That's where I'm going because I can hear it in your voice right now.
He just kind of sounds like the girlfriend who got broken up with and is just trying to convince herself that life is good.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, here's the thing though: is whether you agree with it or not, like the situation that we're in now, like how we got here, whatever. Don't worry about how we got here. The situation that we're in now is the team needs to win games. They're going to try to win games. So you're back to rooting for wins. Like you know what the goal is for the season. So
and that's good. Knowing what the goal is.
Yes.
And just, I mean, everybody being on one page.
You have to convey that pick.
The fight is over how we got here, and we can fight all day. You're here now. You know what the direction is. They've said they're trying to convey.
Yes.
And they're playing, John, what I told you the other day, last week before I left, was a faster style of basketball without Mark, and you're doing it with young guys. Again, Rab last night, what do you have, 10-9, something like that? I mean, Joe Kim had a vintage game. I'm just talking about the young guys. It was great to see Joe Kim.
He did, bro.
I mean, that looks good for the future, doesn't it?
I'm just telling you.
I mean, he looks like a part of this franchise going forward after 19-14.
Build around Joe Kim.
Calm down, man. I was just talking about the young guys.
I'm saying it was fun.
It's okay to have fun.
Yeah, and so why can't you be a little happier for a team that's won 3 out of its last 4 after the struggles it just went through?
No,
and this better than the alternative?
It is better than the alternative. There's no question about it.
Got it out slowly.
You want to convey, and I want to believe that they can do it. I want to believe they can convey the pick. I don't want to, sit here
Well, the other teams around them will start coming down now.
That is the hope.
Yes.
The Pelicans being one of them. So that was you actually got a lot done on Saturday. So that actually was a good win for the Grizzlies in terms of it's a very mild goal, right? It's a very uninspiring goal, but. It's the same goal you had before.
Once you knew you weren't a playoff team, that was the goal, and now you're back to that.
Right.
At least you know that.
But at least when you went into the season, you got wins over Denver and Milwaukee and et cetera.
Sure, 12-5.
You felt like, okay, well, we're not going to convey the pick. We're going to make the playoffs. Well, now that's not going to happen. But, you're right. I mean, that's still the goal, Maybe they end up conveying it. Now, help is on the way. Help is on the way for the Memphis Grizzlies, as Shams Charania over the weekend reported that Chandler Parsons. You remember him? Y'all remember Chandler Parsons?
I do.
We remember.
Chandler Parsons is he's coming back to the Memphis Grizzlies. He is going to return to the Grizzlies after the All-Star break.
All right.
And listen, this is complicated, but we are a forgiving city, right?
Yeah.
We are a forgiving city. So how would you compare the ovation that Mark got when he came out of the tunnel there to the one that Chandler will get when he checks into the game for the first time? I think it will be very similar.
I don't know, man.
Actually, I have a prediction.
Oh, you think it'll be similar?
I have a prediction for the ovation.
Mm-hmm.
When Chandler Parsons checks into the game for the first time in Memphis post All-Star break.
Yes.
This is how Memphis will react.
Oh.
Nobody wants to see this dude come back. Nobody wants to see this dude come back. Nobody. Nobody wants to see him ever put on a Memphis Grizzlies uniform again.
Because he's a snitch.
Well,
right?
Just because, like...
Because now you know he was the locker room snitch when it came to the fight? Is that why?
I don't know why. I don't know if that's... I don't know if that's...
Because you're sick of the back and forth and all the mess with him.
Absolutely, man. Nobody wants to see Chandler Parsons put on a Memphis Grizzlies uniform ever again.
I do.
No, you don't.
Just run him out there and give me something for that money. Yes, I do.
He's not going to give you anything.
Dude, I don't care if it's 3 rebounds or a knee burn. Go get it. What's wrong with that? Help me convey.
Help me convey, Chandler.
Bennett.
You think Chandler helps you?
Bennett, you and I are on one side of the line, and John Martin today is on the other.
It's true.
We disagree with you on this, too.
No,
I want to see Chandler. I know I've hated the back and forth, too. It's been a mess.
If I'm in the minority on the AAF, y'all are in the minority on Chandler. Period.
We may be on the minority, but I'm going to stick on my side over here.
Put that down, John.
Brother, I'm having fun watching him run the floor now, playing an up-tempo pace, and I told you I'm watching the young guys.
Yeah, when I think up-tempo, I think Chandler.
Throw Chandler in there, too. Let's see if he can keep up. Why not? You're going to keep him next year till the trade deadline anyway.
I know, but you don't want to actually have to play him.
Why? Because he's going to ruin the other guys. He's going to ruin them. He's going to be such a cancer in the locker room. We don't know that. We don't know that.
Did you read Calkins' column over at the Daily Memphian? Did you read it? Because that's what Calkins thinks. Calkins thinks he's taking minutes from guys. Calkins thinks he's going to, you know, he's going to be the lead.
How you going to take minutes? You can barely get up and down the floor.
Well, okay, then. What's the point?
I don't think there's going to be many minutes
Thank
to be
you.
Had.
We really think this guy's going to play 25 to 30 minutes a game?
Dude.
No.
Well, I mean, we are talking about JB. He was starting.
He's just another body out there. That's what this is going to end up being.
The track record says he's going to play a couple games and his knees are going to start
exactly.
hurting.
Exactly. Once he starts, ruts those knees start rusting up again, he'll just be another guy in the locker room.
I just can't believe you guys are clamoring for a Chandler Parsons return.
No one can be excited to see Chandler. I'm not excited, not the right word. Nobody is excited to see Chandler. You can hear my voice. I'm ready. I'm rubbing my palms together. Let's see him hit some threes. Don't you? What? Where's the faction of us that want to see him come out here and earn his money?
It's because he's never gonna earn it.
Well, I know. So fight and go. At least run up and down the floor for it. We know you're not going to get the return on your investment. We're past that point. Go out there and work for your money instead of just sitting out in L.A.
Cost.
Hey, what if
it already is.
Okay, yes.
That's the difference.
Here's the thing.
It already is.
What if he's good?
Oh, my God.
You don't want him to be great, like Chris Wallace, Bennett,
in 2016.
What if he's good?
Here's a max contract.
What if he's good?
Let's go win.
What if he's good that he becomes valuable to you as a movable asset?
Chris going to come out and tell you they're going to make a playoff push this year.
That's what's going to happen.
That they're ready to make a push.
David Fizdale and Chandler Parsons, Chris Wallace sat down in the summer of 2016 and they said to each other, they looked at each other deep in each other's eyes and they said, what if he's good? That's what they asked each other in 2016. And then they said, you know what? We're going to offer him a max deal. What if he's good?
I mean, let me see which part of this galvanized Grizzlies rotation is going to be affected.
Hey, what if he's good?
By Chandler Parsons here. Whose growth are we going to stunt here?
You know who you say what if he's good with?
Baklo?
Joakim Noah. That's who you say what if he's good on because he's on a veteran minimum and you could cut his ass if he's not. That guy's got a max contract. What if he's good?
I mean, whose growth are we stunting here with bringing Chandler back?
Ivan Rabb? Like, if you put Chandler Parsons at the four?
Bro, JB said Ivan Rabb starting over
Valanciunas.
I know, but I want him to have all the minutes. Chandler Parsons
ain't getting big minutes over Ivan Rabb right now.
Okay.
Ivan Rabb's playing well.
Yeah, Rabb is going to
get
minutes.
He is showing you something right now.
Good.
Yeah, that's just basketball 101. You're going to keep playing him.
Bruno Caboclo, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, because at least, like, he's young, and he may one day become
something. Bro, once Chandler throw up them bricks and throw up that fist, I need a blow. Be on that bench. Let him come out here and throw up a couple threes, John. Let him try to, let us try to get something out of his money.
So you basically want to punish Chandler. That's what you want to do. That's what it sounds like you want to. You want to punish him.
It's not about punishment at all. This is really about trying to get, you're getting nothing out of this. He's sitting in L.A. Now you come back, if he gives me 2 points and 2 rebounds, it's a plus, okay?
What if it's taken away from Bruno, though?
Do y'all really think it's going to, again, if he's playing 20 to 30 minutes, okay, we can come back to him and we can have this conversation.
Right.
But we don't believe, Bennett and I both, and I don't think any common person that's watched this team believes he'll be out there
that
long.
No, I mean, yes, you're right. I still don't think anybody wants to see it, though. I don't think anybody wants
if your argument is this dude's a snitch, he's no good for the team, I don't want him anywhere around, that's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think, look, how many of these Grizzlies right now today are a part of this thing 3, 4, 5 years from now? Maybe 3, 4 of them tops? That's what I'm saying. Where's the chance to ruin anything?
I agree. I mean that he already hasn't, you're saying?
If the mission is to convey, take another body that can potentially hit threes for you, if he can't, he's riding the bench, and at least he's sitting there for his money as opposed to just getting the checks out in
then
L.A.
Then you got a disgruntled Chandler Parsons on your bench.
That can be, to go to your argument, that can be a problem if he's not playing and now all of a sudden we're getting more locker room secrets leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to do something.
Right.
But I'm sure guys in there already know they're going to be a little tight-lipped around him.
What if he's good? That's where I'm at on it.
That's the only argument you have. He's going to be so good, he's going to play 30 minutes. Do we really think that's what Chandler Parsons is about to do here and wreck this whole thing?
Ben, are you holding
out? It's already a mess.
No.
You're still holding out hope that he can be an all-star, aren't you?
No one said that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I mean, you said what if he's good?
Give him 6, 7, you know,
minutes?
10, 11 points.
6, 7 what?
6, 7 points is what I'm saying. 10, 11 maybe in one spot game. Maybe it helps them win a game that helps them stay out of 1 through 8, you know? Okay. Maybe it helps. The likelihood is it does not.
Right.
And he ends up, you know, this ends up being harmless. You're going to have until the trade deadline anyway next year.
Mm.
So I'm telling you.
All right. Well, we'll ask Bobby Marks about it and see what he thinks.
Yeah.
When we come back. We'll talk to Bobby Marks about Chandler Parsons, about the Grizz moves, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Bobby Marks. He's a front office insider for ESPN, but a very busy man the last couple weeks. He joins us now. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're evaluating.
Well.
I think we're just evaluating, right? Like the dust is settling after the moves the Grizzlies made. So let's jump into those. The first big one, Marc Gasol traded to Toronto for Jonas Valanciunas, CJ Miles, DeLon Wright, and a 2024 second-round pick. Before we get to the Toronto side of it, how would you evaluate it from the Grizzlies' side?
I think you were kind of at a point of no return. You know, I think it would have been hard to walk back a deal and kind of have Mark in your uniform on Friday. And I think you're probably against the clock a little bit. I think it's a lot different than Mike, where you could probably take your time and, you know, go into the summer, and if the intent to move him, you do so. And I think Mike is good for Jaren Jackson too. So, yeah, I don't, you know, it's hard. You know, he's technically Mark's on an expiring because of that player option for next year. I don't know. You know, maybe could have extracted a first, maybe from Charlotte down the road. It looks like talks for them broke down. Mm-hmm. So you get three players with probably DeLon Wright's the centerpiece of that because of he'll be a restricted free agent. I think he needs an opportunity, and I think he'll get one there in Memphis. And we'll see what happens with Valanciunas and C.J. Miles. They've got player options. Likely that they both probably opt in, which is good for Memphis, because then you could maybe turn those players around into something else down the road.
Do you like the fit, Bobby, of Mark in Toronto? He had 7-6 in his debut, and you figure it'll get even better. Do you like that fit?
I do, but it's going to be interesting because there's going to be an odd man out there. You
mm-hmm.
know, when you look at how they've played with, you know, JV's been, Valanciunas has been hurt for a good chunk of the season. And, you know, they go Siakam, Ibaka. Now you had Marc Gasol. It's about just kind of accepting roles.
There's right.
Someone's minutes are going to get squeezed a little bit here. I don't know if it's going to be Mark. I mean, I think in the early part, it's more about getting him adjusted. But, I mean, you could see I don't think it's going to be Siakam because he's playing really at a high level. So it could be Ibaka. So I think it's just a matter of hey, we've got 25 games or 30 games left. We're trying to win a championship or get to an NBA Finals. You know, everybody's going to have to sacrifice a little bit. Now it'll be interesting, how does that impact, you know, Mark in the summer when he's got that player option, because that, you know, Ibaka's under contract for another year. Siakam's under contract. Does that make a decision? But, yeah, I do. I didn't think it was too big of a risk from Toronto's standpoint, as far as going out and doing a deal like that.
The other deal the Grizzlies did on trade deadline day, and maybe in a weird way, this was almost the one that got more outrage in the city of Memphis, the expiring contracts of Jermichael Green and Garrett Temple to the Clippers in return for Avery Bradley. I think people were upset that they could not get a pick back for those assets, and they end up with a guy named Avery Bradley who, you know, they may or may not keep at the end of the day. What did you make of that one?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We I did the low podcast with Zach Lowe, and you know, I kind of caught Zach off guard because he asked me what was my favorite deadline deal, and I said it was the Clippers getting Green and Temple, because I like both guys.
Yeah, of course.
I like Garrett Temple. Yeah. I mean, I wrote about him earlier in the year, and I like Jermichael Green. I think he fills a need there. Yeah, so I was, I'm not gung ho on that from Memphis standpoint, and I think it's a little bit different because Avery Bradley has been fair, I want to say, in Los Angeles here. So is it a matter of using his contract down the road? Now, the hard part is that, you know, how the rules have changed in the CBA. He's got $2 million guaranteed next year. That's what counts as far as from a trade standpoint, not the full amount. So basically, you'd have to guarantee it. I think he's got a July 3rd trigger date to be able to move him. So I think it's probably more about using his contract as an expiring to maybe flip it for something else. But, yeah, I mean, I like both guys. I'm surprised you weren't able to get a little bit more for them. You know, I guess the other way was that if they weren't on the – if they made a passage deadline, then we're probably talking about both guys as potential buyout candidates. So, yeah, I'm not gung-ho on that move.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, if you were grading, you know, the overall moves – Mark and the trade to the Clippers, obviously, if you were grading the Grizzlies on trade deadline, what would you say, knowing, you know, how badly this franchise needs picks?
Yeah, I would probably did radio last night, and I was teasing, it probably looked like my college transcript, probably C's.
That's what we thought.
So yeah, I mean, you got a second round pick, and you didn't get, that's it, you know, like,
yep.
You saw what, I mean, you saw what Cleveland was able to do and basically turned around and traded, and most of these guys, you know, you traded Burks, Alec Burks, you traded Kyle Korver, George Hill, that group there. You took back money, but you wound up getting two first and I think 6 or 7 seconds.
Ugh.
I mean, for three guys that were not going to be there for the long haul. And then, you know, you traded, what, three guys, and you got a second-round pick, and one of them was your former franchise center here. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the argument that you can make is that you didn't move that quicker on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to do deals when you're pressed against the clock. I mean, Cleveland was able to do, you know, did the Rodney Hood deal a week before the deadline. They did, you know, the Korver deal, I think, in November. They did the other deal, in the George Hill deal in December. So just because there's a trade deadline, you don't have to do a deal like the Wednesday or Thursday. You know, you got the whole, you got basically like a 2-month buffer to do it.
We are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. The other story that emerged over the weekend, incredibly, Chandler Parsons is coming back to the Memphis Grizzlies after the All-Star break. He will return. I guess, where do you even begin with that? Because clearly they were just so far apart early in the year in terms of a return. Where do you even begin with the story? Why is it happening?
I don't think they had a choice, guys. I really don't. I think you saw what happened in New Orleans with Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was New Orleans saying, well, wait a minute. We got to play this guy who has to be traded. What's going on in Memphis with Chandler Parsons, who wants to play? And they basically sent him away. What's going on in Cleveland with J.R. Smith? What's going on? I mean, if Carmelo was still in Houston, I think they basically said, well, if you're going to enforce it with us, then you got to go around the whole league and start doing it. And I think the timing was, you know, in par based on, I think that came out on Friday or maybe even Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It was basically, I think it was a reaction to what's going on in New Orleans. So we'll see what happens here. I mean, we've got, you know, a small sample. Maybe they get Parsons on the court. Maybe he can contribute. Maybe he can improve his stock a little bit here. But, yeah, I think that's a correlation to basically what happened in New Orleans with Anthony Davis.
Does his contract, which has been such a weight on them for years now, does it become valuable at next year's trade deadline? How do you work that, Bobby?
It does, because I think you saw this year, we went through a phase where expiring contracts really didn't have much value mm-hmm. here. But this year, you know, just looking at what teams were trying to do, expiring contracts had a lot of value. I mean, they really – expiring contracts and second-round picks.
Yep.
And I think you saw with, Sacramento turning Zach Randolph into Harrison Barnes. You saw Milwaukee go out and get Mirotic. There were deals out there. Otto Porter turned into Jabari Parker.
That's right.
Bobby Portis, two guys are on expirings. That I think that's going to be the trend. So yeah, I wouldn't do anything with him in the summer. I mean, I'm telling you, don't stretch or buy him out or anything. Just hold on to him and see if maybe you can turn him into something that maybe a team is looking to get rid of and you can get, some value back.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, obviously, for the Memphis Grizzlies, is to convey that pick. Chris Wallace said the post-trade deadline press conference that, he was asked about the future. And he said, I can't tell you what the future looks like, but I can tell you that you need to be excited about it. Bobby, that's a hell of a marketing tagline, isn't it?
It is. I mean, maybe we'll, you get into the lottery and you get Zion Williams and then we're all excited, right? I guess that's the excitement there. I mean, I get it, it's funny. It reminds me when I was back in Brooklyn in New Jersey when you sometimes got some blinders on and you don't really look at what's on the outside here. So we'll see. I mean, it's a hard rebuild. I mean, I think the next domino will be Mike Conley this summer.
Right.
And it's just a matter of, I'm happy they didn't move him. I really did. I think it would have really, especially when with Jaren Jackson, you're trying to develop one of your better players.
Yep.
And then you'd have a point guard by committee. You got like minimum guys, you got your second round pick. So, it's hard in the West. I mean, it really is. And it's funny, I'm watching Phoenix Sacramento last night, and I never thought I'd say this, is that, teams should strive to be where Sacramento is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of where the direction is. If you can draft well and then kind of add some, some singles and doubles around there, then you're going to be competitive.
Bobby, do you think ultimately the Pelicans get a better deal from someone else than what they've already gotten from the Lakers eventually?
Well, they better hope so.
Because
that was a solid offer. And I understand where New Orleans was, that you're not forced to do anything at the deadline because Davis is under contract through 19-20. Boston, that has probably the better of a package, can make an offer come July 1 here.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if they don't?
Right.
What happens if Kyrie leaves and they say, we don't want to push all our chips into the middle? Then you got the Lakers basically standing there saying, well, wait a minute, we don't need to give you two first and basically all our young players. That package now is reduced by 50%. So I think we're kind of in a wait and see. We'll wait until what the lottery happens, if possibly a team like New York gets the number one pick here. So I thought it was a solid offer by the Lakers. I really did, but I understood where New Orleans was coming from.
Bobby, real quick, if you're Ainge right there, do you get in? What do you do? Do you call, Anthony Davis's dad to work that out? Like, how do you approach that situation to Ainge to know if you want to push your chips in there?
It's hard. I mean, you basically have to have a relationship. Well, you're having a relationship with the agent there. And
right.
And not to tamper. I mean, the way you kind of get away from tampering is that you got to have somebody else on your roster that has a Rich Paul client.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's Marcus Morris, who I think Rich Paul represents, the conversation is about Marcus Morris, about free agency, but it could lead into something else that,
gotcha.
During the course of that. But it's hard, when you got a guy on an expiring, you really have to have faith that you have enough confidence that you can sell him for a whole year on the organization, like Toronto is trying to do with Kawhi Leonard and Oklahoma City did with Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be interesting if Jason Tatum is made available. I mean, if Jason Tatum is made available, then I'm sure there's a framework of a deal to happen.
No doubt about it. Bobby, you're the best,
man.
We appreciate
Thank
the time,
you for
as
this.
Always.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Have a good week.
He is Bobby Marks, front office NBA insider for ESPN. Yeah, so the New Orleans Pelicans snitched. That's what it was. They snitched on the Grizz.
So it wasn't Chandler saying, hey, I got to play too. It was the Pelican saying, hey, well, he's got to play too. Either way, it was that kind of voice.
It was something along those lines, you have to think.
That kind of annoying voice.
At least people were aware of what was going on in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis group is growing, and they are excited to announce a new addition, Live Love DeSoto. Our friend Jennifer and her team are licensed in both Tennessee and Mississippi. So no matter where you're looking to buy or sell in this area, the Live Love Memphis group and Live Love DeSoto group are ready to go to work for you.
Official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies, official realtor of the J&J Show. And it's not just a business relationship, it is certainly a friendship. And I will always be their friend, willing to do whatever they ask, pretty much, because they helped me out. You guys know the deal. With a house I thought I could never sell, they did it in 6 days, got full asking, with the buyer paying closing costs. They'll do that for you, and they've done it for a lot of people, haven't they, John?
Yeah, they have. Take Chris, for example. Chris wanted to sell his house in Collierville for more money than any of his neighbors. His neighbors' houses were listed for several months with other agents with what appeared to be no movement. But when Live Love got involved and their aggressive marketing took place, they sold his house in 2 days for list price, which is $30,000 more than any other house in his neighborhood in the last 6 months. That's the kind of magic that Live Love works.
Jennifer's working magic. She'll get it done for you. And really, it's just hard work. The website's livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to call, again, is Jennifer Carstensen. And listen, if you are trying to buy or list, maybe you want to sell in Germantown, Jennifer's certainly an expert on Germantown living and working there. The Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts, simply the best.
All right. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Norton Hurd IV, who will be in studio talking about the visit that Damian Baugh took to the University of Memphis over the weekend. So we will talk to Hurd about that at 1 o'clock. But here's what we want to know. Chandler Parsons is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. That's happening. He had been exiled for the last few months, I guess, right?
Weeks.
Couple months?
Yeah, a few weeks. Yeah, it's been some weeks.
Maybe a month and a half.
Yeah.
So he's been away from the team for quite some time. I don't think anybody really anticipated a return at this point.
No.
But he is coming back. Jason and Bennett say they can't wait to see him suit up again.
Will you stop putting it like that, dude?
You guys said you cannot wait to see him back out there.
No.
Your
bonehead statement was, I can't think of one person that'd be excited to watch this guy. And, John, I raised my hand and I said, I don't know about excited, but
excited. You said excited.
Fine. Excited to watch him work.
Excited to watch him work.
Excited.
Yeah, may as well put it on it then. If John's going to cast us as this, Bennett, we may as well say, fine, if he wants to say excited, whatever. Yes, I want to see a man who's getting paid for nothing to sit out in L.A., come back here and run up and down the floor as many times he can.
By the way, that would still be getting paid for nothing, just so we're
clear. No, because you're going to get a three every now and then.
All right. 535-3776, 535-ESPN.
Earn your money.
Do you want to see Chandler Parsons? I mean, he's coming back. Are you excited about it? Do you ever want to see Chandler Parsons in a Grizzlies uniform ever again? Because my thinking,
help us convey.
535-ESPN, 535-3776. My thought was always people had just grown so disgusted with Chandler, right?
Yeah, you're just mad you're wrong on this is what it is.
Well, I mean,
that's why you want to take calls and see if you can get a group of folks with you.
Play and convey.
There you go.
That's our motto.
We got a new one.
I have seen more I want to see Chandler play tweets than I thought I would.
I will say that.
Way to open his eyes, listeners. We've done it again.
But what do we say time and time again? That Twitter's not necessarily reality.
Well, these calls will be for your face.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Do you want to see Chandler Parsons in a Grizzlies uniform again? Because, it is happening. He is going to come back after the All-Star break. Now, we don't know about his minutes. We don't know how much he'll play, but he will be back with the team.
The threat to the franchise.
Well, I mean, depending on who you ask, you know, that thought is out there. So I'm just curious to get a pulse from the fan base. 535-377-6535-ESP.
It's like having long conversations with the callers.
Bennett,
it must be pretty good.
Bennett, you got to put him on the other side. That's what you have to do with the calls over there.
Either way, can we both agree that whatever you get is not going to be much?
Oh, I mean,
like, you don't expect Chandler to come back here healthy to a point he's ready to play 25 minutes or something, and all of a sudden he's ruining rotation minutes for Ivan Rabb. Like, do we really think that's going to happen? What would you base it on?
Take Rabb out.
Or anyone, yes.
Well, he will take minutes from somebody if he plays, like he just inevitably will. Let's go to Tim in East Memphis. Tim, you're on. Tim.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
I think he should play because you're already paying him.
100%. Amen.
And if he's good, then he's good. If he's not, then you're already paying him, and he's already not playing.
All right. Well, that's just depressing. But thanks for
sunk
the call.
Cost
Tim.
Already.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Do you want to see? Will you be wearing your Chandler Parsons jersey down at FedEx Forum for his return after the All-Star break? Let's go to Lauren downtown. Lauren, you're on. Lauren, you're on.
Hey, good morning. Morning. Hey, quick comment. Have you ever had somebody you work with on a job and they're like a ghost? They're on the payroll.
Yes.
They're never there. They're more out than they're in.
Yes.
They could really give service to you if they're there. And those little bitty times when they show up, you tell yourself, you know what? We've been doing all right without you. We'd rather not even have you here.
Yes.
That's how I feel about Mr. Parsons.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mine's get your tail back to work.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Do we have any ghosts at 92.9? No? All right. Let's go to Bobby in Bartlett. Bobby, you're on.
Hey, guys. Been listening since the beginning. You guys do a great show. Just wanted to say, Chandler Parsons to me is kind of like a bad pair of shoes, man. You don't want them at all, but when you don't have nothing else to wear, throw them on.
There you go.
But they do have other things.
They might be a little stanky.
They do have other pairs of shoes to wear, though.
Well, you already bought the shoes, man. You might as well give them a try every now and then.
Brother, this analogy is on the money.
Bobby, thanks for the call, man. 535-3776, 535-3776. So basically, Chandler Parsons is a dusty pair of fake Jordans on third.
That you paid $94 million for.
Whew.
So you might as well get some wear out of it, right? And show us.
Can you imagine paying $94 million for some Jordans from 3rd Street? Because that's what the Grizzlies did with Chandler.
Damn.
Let's go to Kelly in Arkansas. Kelly.
Jason and John, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Man, absolutely not. But since we paying him, might as well get some out of him.
Man.
You know, ain't no use in him just riding the clock. So if he got to come on back, yes, sir, let him play. Let him play. But hey, I'm going to hang up and listen.
Hey, Kelly, we appreciate
you, brother.
If he has to come back, I guess we'll take him.
No, it's run up and down that court and earn that money. That is the take.
You just are looking for some kind of satisfaction, which you're just not going to get, man.
It may be some sort of sick, twisted satisfaction that I think Bennett, myself, and others are looking for. The sort of the satisfaction that comes with, you got paid to do a job, do it. Do it to the best of your ability. You know what I'm saying? But give it a shot rather than just sitting on the money.
I would like, say like we've said, already done
he's
that.
He's just sitting on the clock.
We've already given it a shot.
No, go take out the trash. You can't just sit out the clock. Go do some stuff. Go clean the toilets.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Cam in Midtown. Cam, you're on.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Look, the only thing that I want to say is, man, if I was part of myself, I would just would want to play. I would want to prove myself. It's been so long since this man has actually played ball. Get out there and do something, man. These people are already paying you. You should have something to prove yourself.
Sounds like he does, or at least he's saying that.
There's no question about it. It is imperative. It is imperative for him to play again, right? From his perspective, he has to play again. There is no other alternative. If he wants another contract in the NBA, even a minimum, he's got to play again.
and show he has anything.
Can we be
an
like
iota?
Can we be like J&J real on that?
What?
Like, the dude has enough money to live out the rest of his life.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Right. So, yeah, he might be. But, like, it's not life or death if he doesn't get another contract.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's certainly playing it that way.
Not anymore.
But he should have enough money. I know he spent that, you know, got that mansion in Beverly Hills. He's still got enough, John, to live comfortably. And can you imagine a team giving him more than a one-year shot? You know,
a
veteran's minimum, probably? No. And I think at this point he knows that it's probably more. And yes, some of it's I got to look good for the future, but more just a pride thing at this point, like the caller said, man. I mean, that's all it is at this point. This guy ain't getting much more money after this contract, period.
Yep. 535-377-6535 ESPN. We go to AJ in Whitehaven. AJ, you're on.
Hey, man, I just got to say about Chandler Parsons, I don't think they should play him because this guy's already been hurt. This guy's like a old guy on crutches. Really, to be honest, it doesn't make sense that they paid him $94 million for what? He was already hurt. He has to have a Rich Paul type of agent to get that kind of money. Mm-hmm. But I just think the Grizzlies would be better off playing without him because they already playing at a fast pace. Avery Bradley is better than Chandler Parsons. So I don't think they should just put him out there. He should just sit on the bench and do what he do, or if you want to, you just get out there and run and don't touch the ball.
Yep, love it, AJ. Thanks for the call. 535-377-6535 ESPN. Let's go to Ray in Munford. Ray, you're on.
I think it's all a joke that anyone thinks he's going to showcase anything because he's going to play about two or three games and take himself out for knee soreness and he won't play again the rest of the season.
I could see that.
Hey, Ray.
Wash, rinse, and repeat.
No question, Ray. Appreciate the call. Now, I will say.
I could definitely see that.
I will say, nobody really sounds like they're excited to see Chandler, Jason.
Well, I will say, too, no, I don't think Bennett and I or anyone that said, hey, just go out there and run up and down the floor two times, expecting Chandler to showcase anything. You know, showcasing days are done for the man with the ratchet.
You're talking about
showcase is done.
Extension.
Nobody talking about some 30-point effort coming out here, some 30-point performance here.
Let's go to Darnell at East Memphis. Darnell, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, brother.
All right, so it's kind of a double-edged sword here. I mean, I don't care to see Chandler Parsons out there on the court again, but at the same time, he's getting paid for it. He probably needs to be out there with his team, like, instead of, you know, out there in L.A., wherever he is.
Getting that free money.
Yeah. Hey, also, a quick comment. Shame on those Grizzlies jerseys. Shame on those Grizzlies fans that got Chandler Parsons jerseys or anything. I really hope nobody's going to come out and support that.
Yeah, Darnell, we appreciate the call, man. I mean, listen, you got to think back 3 years ago. I was excited. I mean, I tweeted some things I'm embarrassed of now.
You're the most excited man in Memphis. Be real.
I think I said this. I really said this. When he signed with the Grizzlies, I said, this is a historic day in the city of Memphis.
We know you did.
But that was actually true. Still, it was just you're on the wrong side of history, not the good side.
Historically sorry.
Correct. Historically sorry. One of the worst contracts we've ever and will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mike in East Memphis. Mike, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, brother.
Hey, this is what I want to happen. I want him to promise him he's going to play. And I want them to say that they're going to pick him up and chauffeur him to the arena. But instead, take him down to South Haven, pull up at the Lander Center, and make him play for the Hustle. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, Mike, appreciate the call. So,
man, that was a good one.
Basically, like get him like a pick him up in a show. In a limo with tinted windows.
Welcome back, Chandler.
Okay, and then the guy opens the door, and it's Brad Jones there to greet you.
Yeah.
Chandler, welcome to the franchise.
Yep. You got to dump them off at where they unload the trucks, man, in the back.
In the back.
So, yes.
That's good. Let's go to Dwayne in Lakeland. Dwayne, you're on.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I love that last call. That was great. It would be good for the Hustle. But I was thinking from a management perspective, if he shows anything, and I know it's probably not likely, but we've tried to package him in deals and haven't been able to move off it,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Just maybe something happens, he shows some promise, and we're able to move off of him. And, man, wouldn't that be sweet?
That would be a real dream, Dwayne. Thanks
with you, unlikely, but if it helped you do that,
yeah.
How does this hurt? Yeah.
Yeah, why not pretend? All right, we're going to take a few more. Let's go to Stan in South Haven. Stan, you're on.
Hey, guys, here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would make him our Igor.
Remember that dude from the old horror movies, dragging a leg?
Well, yeah.
For the money we done paid him and the money we owe him, ain't nobody going to take that contract. He would be dragging a leg. But he playing. He'd be earning his money.
He'd be earning whatever he has
left. Making Igor earn it.
Stand. Exactly. He'd just drag that bad leg. I don't care. Put him out there and let him go. We ain't getting no use out of him anyway.
There you go.
Stan, thanks for
calling. Let that old horse run.
Y'all are, this is just coming from a place of venom, really.
I don't really think so, no.
It's like...
I think it's coming from he's sitting on L.A. anyway.
It's like voyeurism. It's like, let's just throw him out there and watch him struggle and laugh, but at least he's earning his money. That's all that is.
You had the numbers. What was it, like $1 million a three he hit this season?
Yes, it might have been more than that.
So now it's going to be $1 million for each time you run up and down the court. Like, that's what we're going for.
It's still a hell of a rate.
Okay, it was already a bad rate.
Let's go to David in South Haven. David, you're on.
Hey, guys. I keep looking for the Jason and John show, but I keep finding the Jason Smith and Skip Bayless show.
Oh,
a shot fired.
Look, you gotta give him a shot. If one of the earlier callers said, if you can trade him, if he does anything that gives some other team a reason to want to trade for him, it's a can't-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, except for the Skip Bayless part. Now, that was a shot at my partner,
David. Skip
and I can't stand by here.
Skip Bayless is highly successful.
Well, that's true.
He is. And sometimes Skip Bayless is excellent. The other time Skip Bayless is Skip Bayless.
There we go. I'll live with that. David, thanks for
appreciate
the call,
man. Brother.
I'm not offended. I would have been offended if he would have called you Shannon
pretty
Sharp,
accurate.
Though.
Yeah.
I would have been offended.
I mean, Shannon's rich, too.
He is. Let's go to Greg in Midtown. Last one on this. Greg, you're on.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Listen, my thing is with Chandler, is there not a way, like with the way the Wizards, John Wall contract and all that we could trade the last year of that contract to give them, you know, maybe their contract, their situation's worse, or another max slot somewhere with a similar 2020? Is there not any trade value maybe in the summer for him?
Well, they're hoping there is. I mean, yeah. they are hoping that. I mean,
trade deadline next year.
Right. That's why they're playing ball here. Right. That's why they're trying to make this, you know, as amicable as possible from a franchise and organizational perspective. Right. Because let's be clear.
Well, that and the NBA says you're gonna play him,
dude. They don't want to see him back.
It doesn't feel like they're gonna be fine with him being out in L.A. That's what it feels like.
He could have stayed out there for the duration of his deal, and they'd have been like, you know, whatever. You know, so they don't want to see it back. But yes, that is the glimmer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.